Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Tracy Ferrone here to read you my article for this month. This is the article that's going to be in the November Bee Culture. It's called Changing Seasons. So it's very applicable to hopefully what you've done getting ready this fall for your bees. So the article starts out, "The change of season from summer to fall has always been a wonderful melancholy for me. One sees the bounty of the harvest and the beautiful colors of autumn emerge, all along knowing that winter is coming and chilling change is imminent. Living in a farming neighborhood, I'm especially blessed to enjoy the fruits of the season. In late August, with only a couple jars of honey as payment, I was, again, invited to one of my neighbor's farms to pick some of their sweet corn. In the early morning, I met Deb, a 70-ish owner of a family farm with expansive fields over rolling hills, to weave through the rows in search of about 100 ears to put up for the winter. They aren't very big this year, but they're still good to eat," Deb quipped. "It's not been a good year for corn. Too cold and wet in the spring, and now too hot and dry." As we shuffled through the stalks, Deb shared some of her farming wisdom. "We," meaning older farmers, "know that there will be good years and bad. So we prepare and save during the good for the bad, for the kids, the younger farmers. They already have the money spent, good or bad years, before the harvest comes in." Deb shrugged, "but now I'm old." Heh. She was old enough to have 50 years picked before I even got my bucket out. The wisdom of the old, or shall I say, experienced farmer, reminds me of the proverbial tree near the stream, well-rooted, prepared, and not worried about what may come, knowing and accepting that unpredictable change is predictable. Presently, I am working through my own unpredictable change. During the very first week of the semester, I discovered that our college apiary was set to be bulldozed due to a new athletic field project coming into the area. After 7 years of successful work, building the apiary site with my own hands, rearing all the bees, developing a nationally and internationally recognized research project with dozens of students and collaborators, you can imagine that my freshly formed 8-student research team and I were stunned. I now have to pivot very quickly while attempting to sustain multiple moving parts, to rethink the whole thing while in motion. I certainly have empathy for those in our beekeeping industry who are in the center of change. That's my shout out to Beltsville. Years ago, such news would have knocked me down into a metaphorical mat. Now, surprisingly, I blinked, still standing. While I experienced a myriad of emotions, instead of starting my own personal Save the Bees protest on campus, I got down to task pretty quickly, writing proposals and plans for an apiary move within a couple of days. I was actually excited about the new possibilities that may turn out to be better over the long run. Maybe I'm getting old. Apiculture is agriculture, and we will experience challenges and unpredictable changes predictably. Much like the stages of grief when situations change, it is important to acknowledge and process emotions, but later stages of grief are actions, like acceptance, finding a path forward in the time and circumstance that we have been given governance over. Preparation for change is to apply wisdom to the situation. Wisdom is knowledge applied, taking what we already know and using it to prepare for the future instead of repeating the same mistakes. We already know there will be good years and bad. We already know what's killing bees, varroa viruses, poor nutrition, poor management, may I add. We already know what we should be preparing for, tropical lapse. We already know our extraordinary value. As a relatively small industry, we cannot afford to split into multiple political agenda arenas, but instead we should wisely collect into one voice and focus on our irreplaceable posture within agriculture. Many of you may have had a favorite pet pass away. I'm sure you can picture them now in your mind. Perhaps you wished your beloved pet, dog, cat, horse, whatever, would have lived forever. As a veterinarian, I have had the privilege, really, to help many families adjust to losing a pet, which is an unpredictable change, which ultimately is predictable. Euthanasia is one of the worst and best things I have done as a vet. During the euthanasia process, I am careful to explain what can be expected to the owner. Most folks very much appreciate the communication of the technicalities of what may occur. It is also important to allow time to process emotions as needed. It is hard to let go. But with time, more often than not, a few weeks later, a new puppy or kitten or foal enters the grieving family's life. All may not be healed, but a new season has begun. I have loved and lost dozens of pets in my life. Why can't they live forever? But if I could only have had one pet in my life, I would have missed so many experiences, joy, and a chance to give them all a loving home. Change can cause pensive feelings, but the wisdom of embracing change in seasons may provide new opportunities for an expansive and flourishing impact for both individuals and our industry. All right, that's it, guys. Hope you enjoyed this month's article. Have a good one.